Blog Talk Radio.
Farms. All right. Shalom, shalom. My family out there, Israel. Glory to the King. Hey, Saints, let me know how I'm coming in your area, all right? Elder Donnie here. Give me a sound check. Let me know how I sound. Glory to the King. Bless you, Brother Ugly. Hallelujah. All right. Thank you, Brother Steve. I got a 10 for Brother Steve. My brother's up there in the Northern Tribe. Can't you stand? All right. 10, 10, 10. That sounds great. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Glory. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised, is he not? Hallelujah. Well, I want to just greet you, Israel. This is Elder Donnie here on this edition of the Straight with Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio on the Brother segment. Hallelujah. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you this evening. Just want to send a couple shouts out to Brother Paul, Brother Ugly, as always. Thank you for being there, brother, co-hosting. It's always a pleasure to see you there. The House of Sean, our family for Jesus, bless you all as well. Brother Steve, glory to the King. Hallelujah. So I'm here with you again, brothers and sisters. I pray that you all are encouraged in the midst of all this chaos going on all over the world. It's not a light thing that the Most High has, has chosen you all, has chosen us. And to be alive in this day and this hour. Hallelujah. So we ought to always give thanks, always be thankful. You know, just the fact that we woke up this morning, clothed in our right frame of mind, that's a lot to be thankful for. We have another chance. We have another opportunity to get things right with the Most High. Hallelujah. We don't have to, be out there, without hope, fearful, starving, hungry. You know, all of these other things we see the other people of the other nations doing. They are enraged. They are just confused. And so I thank Father for clothing me in my right frame of mind and always to give thanks in every situation. Hallelujah. So it's just an honor and a privilege to be here with you, Israel, my family, my true family, those who are called of Yah, the beloved of Yah. Hallelujah. So you all are a special people, special people to the Most High, special to me, because you all are all I have, after forsaking all. I'm thankful for my family. Glory to the King. So, but yeah, it's not a light thing, Israel. And I don't think you all are taking it that way, but got to just remind you to always, keep Yah first and foremost in your hearts and in your minds. And everything that you do, always acknowledge Yah. Hallelujah. And put your trust in Him. He will direct your path. Hallelujah. So, as I like to always start the show out, reading from Psalms, and it's talking about the law of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Psalms 19, starting at verse 7. It says, "The law of Yahweh is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahweh is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Yahweh are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Yahweh is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Yahweh is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yahweh are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." Hallelujah. And we bless Yah for his commandments. Hallelujah for his instructions for us that are our life. You hear that? The word tells us that this commandment, it is our life. Keep the commandments and live. Hallelujah. I got a shirt that says that. It says, "Keep the commandments and live." It's true. By nothing else on this earth, we have our natural bread, and it's sufficient for its purposes. But man cannot live by that only. Hallelujah. But by every single word that comes out of the mouth of Yah, that's what we ought to be living by. Hallelujah. And that's what's sustaining us. And we're going to see later on how the Most High even sustained his people, Israel, that he gave them bread that was sufficient enough for them. But he wanted them to know why they really, truly exist and what truly gives them power, what truly gives them strength. and allows them to be able to exist. It's the word of Yah. Hallelujah. But we thank Yah for blessing us with the word. And we need to develop a greater appreciation for his law, and not to be taking his name in vain, not to take this thing lightly. Hallelujah. You know, I was thinking about it and just really being grateful for Yah bringing me to his ministry, bringing me this way. There's so many other sects, there's so many other different tribes, if you will, out there, and people coming to Israel. And just thought for a split second, like, what are these people doing? I think about all of these guys who be out on corners, you know, dressed up, you know, puffed up, you know, spirit of their mind, and, you know, thinking they got it, you know. And I'm just wondering, what are people doing? What's on these people's minds right now? What are they doing if they have not been preparing or getting themselves ready, you know? Living in the cities, you know, not having a true shepherd over them. Hallelujah. And that's why we need to be thankful for our shepherd, for the gift that Yah has given us. And constantly, he said, like Shepherd said yesterday, constantly praying for him. Always praying for him. We need that word. We need that word that comes from above, that divine word. We need it. And just like he said, what if we can't hear it anymore? What if we don't have that word anymore? Like you know, we've become so accustomed to hearing it. You know what I mean? Like, we can just turn on, click of a button and just hear that word, you know. It comes right when we need it. It'd be right on time to minister to us, to help us, to give us the hope that we need, to answer questions that we have. We cannot take it for granted. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to jump way ahead of myself here, and I'm going to read something that I had found years and years ago, some notes that I took. And this was Shepherd asking this question during Shabbat service. And he said, what would happen when the lights go out? It's a question mark. Meaning when this whole day go down, whether it's through any type of an EMP strike or any type of attack from another nation on this country or whatever. What if the lights go out and there is no more internet, phone, electricity? There's no more modern day conveniences. And Pastor T often reminds us that this present slavery that we're in and how this is the best one, because one, we don't realize that we are in slavery. And secondly, because we have so many luxuries. This is an illusion of freedom, right? We've become so accustomed to, you know, having things our way, you know what I mean? And being catered to, and all the different luxuries. We're at ease in Zion, right? What would happen if we no longer had the opportunity to log in and hear that word minister to our hearts? Now, that's something serious to think about, Israel. That's why Shepherd keep telling, you know, he keeps telling us that we need to hide this word in our heart. He's been preaching this and harping on this for a while now, for us to get in our hearts. It's a serious thing, saints. It's nothing to play with at all. Even the fact that we used to meet up every single week on Shabbat and be able to go to the hub and be able to, even y'all, where y'all at in your respective areas, to meet up with the saints. And that for a space of time has not been the case. Don't they make you appreciate more what you have? Even in this, we ought to appreciate even the more so what we have, right, in our shepherd. We need to appreciate what we have in our leaders, right, and those who are watching for our souls. You know, it's so easy to look at people and look at the flaws and look at things they're not doing. And we can be so judgmental and critical. We don't realize. We don't step back and say thank you enough. People, remind the people to always give thanks, always. And now you may see it as a little small thing when I get on here and I say things like that in the beginning of the show. Thank you, Father, for waking me up this morning. Or I'm grateful and I'm thankful that you clothed my frame of mind. No, that's not a small thing, Israel. That is huge. All right. There's some that didn't even make it. And especially that was going on in this day and time. There's many that didn't make it to see this day, right? Or their life was cut short weeks ago. Their testimony was sealed a few weeks ago. There was those who the Most High may have been calling them, tugging at their hearts. they didn't answer the call. Or they may have something that came this way, and for whatever reason, may have been family, may have been whatever, the cares of this life, not willing to give up all. They have forsaken the way and find themselves without the camps, without the gates. All of these things are really to be considered and to be, you know, it's not a small thing, Israel, that we're here. You know, in the midst of all of this that's going on, we need to take time, you know, to separate ourselves, set ourselves apart, and not be in a frenzy, but take this time to connect with the Most High. Take this time, you know, to get in your prayer closet. Take this time, you know, to reach out to the Most High. Get some space of time, some quietness, and just get with the Father. So easy to get caught up, saints. So easy to get caught up in all of this mess that's going on. We're trying to make sure we get enough this, we get enough that, and oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. Oh, still not enough, still not enough. But hold up. Who's the one that's truly providing, right? Who's the one that's providing? Are we doing it ourselves? We're so used to being, you know what I mean, doing things our way that we forget who our true help is, our present help in time of trouble. We rely too much on ourselves. That's why I quoted that earlier, you know, to trust in Yah with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. It's critical, saints. It's critical in this hour that we're in. But if there's anybody joining, I just wanted to introduce myself again. This is Elder Donnie here on the brother segment of Straightway Truth, coming to you by way of Blog Talk Radio. And just wanted to come on here this day to just to remind you guys, just to stir up your minds by way of remembrance, right? We heard the word preached yesterday, the word with power, with intensity. I don't know if y'all felt it, but I did. You can just really feel the power coming through. And it's real. This is a real, living, true word. And we're blessed to have it. We are truly blessed to have it, saints. But as I say, I'm just going to just remind you of a few things. A couple things that have been on my mind. Just as of the last few weeks. The word sober, the word vigilant, has really been on my heart quite a bit. And to be sober, that is to be circumspect, accurately, and diligently, right? Vigilant, to keep awake, that is watch, literally or figuratively, to be vigilant, wake, to be watchful. Metaphorically, give strict attention to be cautious, to be active, to take heed, lest through remission and indolence, calamity suddenly overtake one. So in being vigilant, that takes a lot of work. You hear that? That actually is the opposite of passivity. When we are vigilant, when we are keeping a watch, keeping awake, giving strict attention to something, being active. And as it pertains to our minds, we got to keep that mind active. It's so easy to become passive. You know, even when we think what we're doing, when we think we're doing good, or we think we're working hard, and you know, it's easy to get slack and to get relaxed. I'll use an example of myself. Just the other day while working, I had a really good day. On my journeys, I had to travel like 8-9 hours away and back, and praying the whole way there, fellowshipping with the Father, just having that time that I needed to spend with the Father. Had a very good day, very clear communications as far as my mind goes, listening to the Word, listening to preachings and teachings, and catching up on things. I had a very good journey. So I get 8-9 hours away, no issues. Most High allowed me to get back 8-9 hours, no issues whatsoever. So I get all the way back to my home base, and there's a checkpoint that I get to, and I usually pray there and be like, thank you, Father, for allowing me to make it to this point safely. I know I'm almost home when I get to this point. I'm almost there. I'm done. And guess what was waiting, awaiting me at that checkpoint? The enemy. So keep in mind, I had to drive way far away. I get all the way back, everything good and fine until I get to this point. And there the enemy was waiting for me. And like I tell you, I was already, you know, I was doing well. But I, at this point, I'm ready. I'm ready to get done, finish what I'm doing, gather things up so I can go, you know, on in, get on home. But the enemy, there he is right there. You know what I mean? Like Shepard always tells us, we can't really for the day until we're in trouble. So anyway, this guy comes out of nowhere, you know, and he's, I'm driving a truck, right? Big rig. And he's trying to restrict me from, you know, getting over in the lane so I can turn so I can go into my hub where I need to go and finish up for the day. So I'm looking like I got his attention. I'm like, what are you doing? Let me get over. You know, he tries to point the finger at me. You know how they do. Just foolishness. So then after that, he stopped me from making the left turn. He gets out of his vehicle like he wants to do something. So I pull my truck over. I'm like, come on, man. What's really good? What's going on? Tell me what's up. And he proceeds to tell me, why you cut me off? You did this and that. And I'm laughing at him. I'm like, man, how can I cut you off? No traffic on the road, right? If I'd have cut you off, I'd have known I cut you off. But I'm just showing you foolish things and how people are and how quickly things can happen. So I'm thinking, all right, this is over, man. This is foolish. Let me get on about my business. Let me get the truck back up and go. This man followed me, man. He continued to follow me till I got to my job. I pulled in the lot. Then I goes in through like a guard check where no guard was there. He followed me all the way in there. He tried to, you know, run into the truck, but I blocked him off. Then he came around on the other side and got out and you know, parked in my truck. So I had no choice but to face him. So I'm like, what is all this about, man? I'm looking at my roll down my window, and I could see immediately this man was totally given over, totally possessed. This man, you know, he was ready to kill. I could see it in his eyes. So I began to bind that foul spirit because I saw what was going on. Then he began to tell me all these foul things. F you, nigger, and all of this and that, and telling me about his job and this and that. I'm like, where is all this coming from? Ultimately, he was just pissed off, mad, because I'm working and he's not. And it's all, I mean, he was messed up. This man literally wanted blood. But I said all that to say, I'm not just trying to be with the story, but I'm telling you how we got to be vigilant. We be watching. We got to constantly be praying. You know what I mean? When we think it's over for the day, we got to still be on it. You just never know. The Hasatan, he's constantly, you know what I mean? Seeking who he can devour. He's kindly on it. We cannot let up. We think we've had a good day of prayer, worship, communion with the Father, and oh, now I'm going to get me some rest. Nah, it ain't over yet. We got to constantly be watching, and we got to be watching with the spiritual eye. Hopefully this is making sense, saints. And like I say, it's easy, you know, easy to talk about this now, but it just let me see. It showed me how much I got to be active, how much I got to be watching, how much I got to just take heed, you know, to what's going on. Because if not, then suddenly, you hear that? Suddenly, destruction will come. Hallelujah. That's why we got to know how to fight the spirit. Because this, although it looked like a natural altercation, but this was highly spiritual that was going on right here. The man was trying to get me out, to get me into the flesh. And then what he was going to do, whatever he thought he was going to do. But I realize, saints, what we're in, this is a spiritual battle that we're in. Hallelujah. I had peace all that day. The enemy don't like that. The enemy definitely don't like that. But we got to be constantly be sober, saints, and being vigilant. Right, and just watch. Let me go to the book here. And it tells us, it says to be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. The Satan is constantly at it. He's trying to see who he can destroy. And while we're sitting there playing around, we're sitting there sleeping, we're sitting around doing all the other things that matter not, there he is. He's ready. You know, the word tells us that we need to walk in the spirit. We need to stay constantly be in the spirit. We find ourselves too many times in the flesh, worrying about what's going on naturally, right? I be looking at sisters and I think about them often, how they, you know, they're at home, they're keeping watch of the home, they're taking care of the children and homeschool and making sure the home is up to par. But, you know, that's a perfect environment, you know, to keep praise going. That's a perfect environment to constantly be praying. Because the enemy will come in. And a lot of y'all, he do it. He comes in and he, you know what I mean? He wreaks havoc on the mind because you're not active in the mind. And it's good to be worrying about what you're doing and with the things that you need to accomplish for the day. But don't forget to find yourself. Get yourself in that quiet spot. Get in the spirit. Stop being so much in the flesh. Get off that phone. Get off of that with all that foolishness. You ain't praying. What are you doing? What are you doing to uplift? You know what I mean? What are you doing to even guard your own heart? Are you constantly, are you actively casting down thoughts and imaginations and all such things that exalt themselves above the knowledge of Yah? Do we do that? Or do we find ourselves in the flesh more than we find ourselves in the spirit, seeking to enter in? It's real out here, saints. It really is. I'm going to go to another one here in First Peter. This time, 1 Peter 4 and 7. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. It says, be you therefore sober and watch unto prayer. You hear that? It's telling us to watch unto prayer. I'm going to see if I can get it to play here in a little bit. But it's a very short audio clip of our shepherd talking about just that thing. Watching unto prayer and how things happen when we pray and how important it is to watch not only with the natural eye but with the spiritual eye as well. You know, we look at all of these other. I told this story once during the Sabbath message, how I ran into this witch. She was so happy to be practicing Wicca, and she was just proud of it and showing off her tattoos and everything. And I look at how devout these people are, man, and doing what they do. But here we are. We are the children of the King, of the one and only Creator, the one and only Sovereign of Israel. We don't have that same fervency. We don't have that same tenacity and devoutness to our Creator as they do to their deity. They're very strict and very serious about what they do unto Him. And here we are, we're lukewarm. We're so comfortable, we're so relaxed in Zion, we're so given over and you know with the lust of this flesh and the luxuries and the amenities. And this world's good that we're just relaxed in it, and we love it. We got an enemy out there who don't sleep, who's more devout than we are. You know, it's not always, you know, being drunk with wine is the issue too. That's other things we can be drunk with. Anything we put in doing access or put before the Father, any of these things, they take away our attention, they take away our focus. You know, to serve Yah with that type of fervency. But look at let's go from there. Let's look at I'm gonna go to Deuteronomy, right? Deuteronomy, because I'm jumping all over the place, but I'm still relevant, right? Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let me get this word real quick. How y'all doing out there? I'm still coming through good. Seems like it. I haven't gotten any reports of any. Hallelujah. All right. So I'm going to go to Deuteronomy here. Let's see how important it is for us to keep His word in our heart. Hallelujah. But Deuteronomy chapter 8, and it reads, starting at verse 1, it says, all the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers. So we got a charge, right, Israel? Our people got a charge to do the commandments, to observe all of them, right? So that they would have life, so they would live. Verse 2 says, and you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. So the whole experience, right, in the wilderness, it was for Israel. It wasn't for Yah. It was for Israel to know what was in their hearts. And so Yah was proving them. And verse 3 says, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna. You hear that? So the Father had to humble Israel. And what he did, he took away all of the delicacies, right, that they had back in Egypt, all of the good and dainty meats and all of the things that they had that made them fat. All of these things that could take away the love and the passion and the desire of the Most High. He took all that away from them. He had to show them. That's what I'm saying. And it's going to say it in here. And I'll continue to read. Which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doeth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah, do man live. So he had to really show them where their strength was coming from. He had to show them where their life was coming from. Is it going to take something like that? Is that what it is? Is it that we have too much in front of us? And is it going to take for an event like that for Yah to really strip us of all the goods that we have in order for us to humble ourselves, in order for us to be abased before him so that we can see? Is that what's going to cause us to uphold these commandments and keep these laws in our heart and to have a great desire for them more than our natural bread, more than honey, more than the honeycomb? I remember the Most High told Ezekiel to eat this roll. He said, eat it and cause your belly to be full with it. Eat it so that it's honey for sweetness. He also told John that as well. Eat of this roll, right? And did it not make his belly, did it not make it become bitter in his belly? Can you imagine filling your bowels with this, consuming yourself with this word, consuming yourself with this law, right? It's not a small thing, Israel. It is not a small thing. If this word is telling us that this is our life, then what should we be consuming ourselves more with? We are thankful in this time that we have the Holy Spirit. It prepares our hearts to receive the word of Yah. It humbles us. Saints, do we even realize that Yah has committed us to his word to our trust? There's so many that has gone on before us that had to die. So many that went on before us that was persecuted in order that we can have this word, in order that, you know what I mean? We can't squander this. We can't give this out to the swine. We got to take heed to this word. We got to take heed to this law. We cannot transgress. We got to hide this word in our heart so that we don't sin against Yah. And while we have the opportunity, you know, saints, while the lights are still on, while we still have all these modern day conveniences, how about we spend time like Shepherd has been charging us and urging us for the longest to get this word in our heart, right? Get this word in our heart. We want to start seeing things happen. Start praying. Praying like never before. If you don't know how to pray, learn how to pray. Figure out how to pray. Get with others to pray. We need it now, saints, more than ever before. So that our perspective, we got to get things in order. Get our priorities in order. Forget this life, man. Forget the things of this world. Forget family, man. Forget those, man, you steady trying to get people. It's not up to you to win souls. It's not up for you to open up the eyes of their understanding. You got to save yourself from this untoward generation. so many distractions. You know what they say? Since all of this has happened, you know, this lockdown and everything, and all of these countries and everything, you know what people are doing more now? They're resorting to their devices, to the internet. So much time has been spent Marco Polo. So much time is spent Facebooking, YouTube. They got us. Look how they got us. You're thinking, all right, I'm going to keep them out of the streets. I'm going to keep them in their homes. But they glued to these devices. Are we glued to the word of Yah like that? Are we on our knees? Do our knees, are they burning with calluses? Are they from bowing down to the Father? Are we doing just like the heathen doing? Filling our gut with all the shit, with entertainment, you know, with all the things that only gender to this flesh and feed this flesh. Or are we taking this opportunity, the time that we have, and investing in Yah? You know, Pastor Corey told me this months ago. He said, Elder, I don't know what's going on. I don't know. But make sure you're setting your affections on things that are above, keeping your eyes on the kingdom. Don't be worrying about what's going on in the natural. Are we doing that, Israel? What are we doing? Where is our heart? Where's our heart really at? Where's our attention? Where's our focus really at right now? We got to get it, Israel. We got to get it. Hallelujah. I'm going to take a quick break and come right back, wrap it up. But that's pretty much what I had in a nutshell. Just to remind you guys, you all know this. You already know to be vigilant and be sober. You already know to pray and to constantly pray, pray without ceasing. Y'all know that, to be vigilant. Y'all know the opposite of that is passivity. Well, let's get it done, Israel. Take a quick break and I'll be right back.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
All right, shalom, shalom, and the King is coming. Glory to the King. Elder Donnie here. Just wanted to come to you this day, just to talk to you, just remind you, just on where we need to be at, and keep your things in perspective, right, Israel. And the King is coming. And if He's coming, then where should we be, and what should we be doing if we know that He's coming, right? Do we really truly believe He's coming, but we're still living like he's not, living like the rest of the world. Hallelujah. We charge to be set apart, Israel. We are charged to come out of her, my people. We are charged to keep the laws and uphold them, for they are our life, right? We are supposed to be behaving ourselves in a manner as ambassadors for the kingdom, where other nations will take note and say, wow, this is a wise and comprehending people. Hallelujah. But we're thankful that in this day and hour that we're in, that we are not left comfortless. For those of us who have the Holy Spirit, and if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you need to be seeking it. That's another thing, too. A lot of you may have been waiting for the feast, Passover, unleavened bread, and to seek the Holy Spirit, to tarry for the Holy Spirit. But you can do that at your own prospective dwelling places. You can do that now. You can go in your own secret closet, prayer closet. You can do it. That's probably the best time for you to do it anyway. You don't have any distractions or anything like that. You don't need nobody to pump you up. Do you want it or not? It's a gift. It's a free gift. Receive it. Receive the gift. Receive the Holy Spirit. You need it. You're going to need it. Right now, you need to be sealed. And it's so important because, you know, the Holy Spirit is there for us, saints. We need it. We definitely need it right now. We need it to remind us, especially in times of distress and when you got complete chaos. We need the Holy Spirit to remind us of Yah's word. Hallelujah. So I would encourage you, just go ahead and start praising the Father. Think about what he's done for you. Think about how good he's been. Let your request be made known unto the Father, what you want. You need that Holy Spirit. You need it. And don't get all religious. You know, some of y'all like to get all religious, you know, and the Holy Spirit is the word of Yah. And this thing, come on, man. You got to receive this thing. And the way you know you're going to have it, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah. But before I go, I'm going to read, I'm going to read one more here. And I'll just give some, let me go to 1 Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be you steadfast. You hear that? Be steadfast, be firm, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the master. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the master. Hallelujah. So continue, saints. Continue. We will reap if we faint not. Hallelujah. Always remember this, saints, when you're praying. Make sure that you prepare yourself before you come before before you come before the throne of grace. Prepare yourself. Don't be so quick to utter anything before the Father. Because as we know, he's above and Shemaim, and here we are on the earth. So let us make sure that we Shalom, saints. I don't know what's going on here. Blog Talk, is just something weird just happened. But I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and end the show on that note. Let me see if I can play. No, I can't play it now. Can't play this little clip from Shepherd. But basically, just basically telling us to watch into prayer and make sure that you know, a lot of things that happen and things that we're seeking to happen is gonna be accomplished by prayer. Hallelujah. So not only watching with the natural eye, but also watching with the spiritual eye. Hallelujah. So praise y'all. Thank y'all for all things. And y'all continue to be. And hallelujah. Lost you at, make sure you reconsider our words with prayer. Right. It only ever come before y'all to utter anything before him. Hallelujah. As the word tells us. Y'all be encouraged, saints, the most high, y'all.
Like Shepherd told us to go back over that word that he preached on yesterday. Go back over that thing over and over and over again. We need to get that in our hearts and our minds, right? We need to encourage one another. We need to pray that the word is not hindered. We need to pray for Shepherd that the Most High would increase his measure of faith and that his faith does not fail him, all right? And make sure we're lifting up one another and doing the things we need to do. We need to be there for one another in spirit. And I always say this too, and when we think of our brother or our sister, they may come to mind. I don't think it's by chance that they're just showing up in your mind. You know, you need to pray for them, and the Most High will lead you in your prayers. The Holy Spirit will lead you in your prayers, which you need to be praying for. We all need prayer. It's important, and we need to be devout. We need to be devout in our prayer and our reading of our word and spending that time that we need with the Father. Yah hates a false balance. Hallelujah. So we're going to be out here on our jobs 8 to 10 to 12 hours a day. We're going to be out here on social media all these hours of the day and filling up our flesh with movies and all this other stuff, and yet we don't spend that time with Yah. It's not going to happen. It's very important. It's very key. Even if you need to make a list out of certain things, of certain brothers and sisters you may need to pray for. We may not hear from everybody on a regular basis, but you know what I mean? Just keep everybody lifted up. Hallelujah. And so I tell you what, it's a joy being here with you this evening, as always. And you guys are encouragement to me. Thank you guys for posting in the chat room, giving me, updating me and keeping me posted, letting me know how the sound is. Glory to the King. Thank you, Brother Ugly, for the posting the scriptures. And hallelujah. Y'all be encouraged, man. Be encouraged, Israel. All praise to the Most High, Yah. Hallelujah. Always remember that. Giving praise to his holy name. This is Elder Donnie, and I'm signing off on this edition of the Brothers segment on Straightway Truth by way of Blog Talk Radio. Y'all be encouraged, saints. Shalom, shalom.